Tonight's Wildcats Den, we'll hear from some of the boys' basketball players who got a season-opening win over the Clay County Bulldogs last night. The girls' basketball team will get their season started on Saturday in the Clark Range Hall of Fame Day, and we'll hear from junior Mallie Jean Coleman about some things she's looking forward to this season. We go inside the Wildcats Den. We're joined by senior basketball player on the boys' basketball team, Easton Goodpasture. And we were just talking off the air, the injury that you sustained last year, kind of towards the end of the season, held out for the last game of the season. It was a leg injury. Said you just got back last week and finally playing in some basketball activities. What has that been like? Take me through kind of the rehab process and how much time it's taken to finally get back out there on the court.
It's been kind of hard. Been out for about 6 months, not being able to do anything, and then they finally released me, and conditioning right now is awful. I can't run up and down that court. I'm getting a little winded, but I'm still slowly starting to get back into it.
Did you play at all last night against Clay County?
Yeah, they didn't play me as much as they like to, but they're trying to slowly get me back in there.
Is the main thing for you just kind of that conditioning, trying to get that back up to speed right now?
Yeah, my leg ain't at full strength yet, and they're trying to get my cardio back up because I have none right now. So they're just trying to get my legs into it and make sure I can last all season.
Now, I know you guys got the win last night against Clay County, and I assume probably not a full-strength Clay County team with their football team still playing, but a good Clay County basketball program. What was it like kind of getting the win just to start off the season?
It feels good. We played really well defense, and we've been practicing a lot on our offense, and we all started clicking together, and I'm glad to see us clicking together because we have not done that in a long time.
Is that kind of one of the main differences from last year to this year, do you think, is kind of that team chemistry and just working well with the guys?
I think so. Last year it was kind of weird because not all of us played together at the same time, but this group we've played together before high school. We played a little in middle school and all that, so we have that team chemistry coming into this year.
For you in the offseason, obviously not being able to play, with kind of rehabbing that leg, I assume were you on the sidelines a little bit and just kind of seeing it from afar? What was that like?
It was good watching the young kids getting in there and play and having a fun time, and I was sitting there cheering for them, but kind of stunk because I wasn't being there with them playing too. But, yeah, I think we'll be good this year.
Well, fortunately, you're able to get back out there, and especially once you get back up to speed, able to make a difference with the squad. As being a senior this year, are you trying to be somewhat of a leader for this team? I know there's a lot of sophomores and a lot of juniors.
Yeah, I try to be a leader, but I'm not as vocal as our other senior, Isaac, but I'll be in there, and I'll try to lead by example by probably doing scrappy things like grabbing rebounds or getting after the on the floor for a loose ball or something.
And I know I talked with Isaac last week, and he was saying how you guys got picked fourth or fifth in the district this year, and saying that you guys are kind of using that as motivation. What are you guys really working on to get better as this season goes on and playing a really tough 7AAA?
Our main thing is just trying to be tough mentally and physically. If we can stay tough mentally, I think we can win this district.
Cool. Senior basketball player Easton Goodpasture as they get ready to play in the Clark Range Play Day coming up on Saturday as we're right here inside the Wildcats Den. We go inside the Wildcats Den as we're joined by junior wrestler at Livingston Academy, Colin Weitzel. And Colin, I know going from football now into wrestling, how excited are you to get the wrestling season started?
I'm pretty excited. Coming off a season of loss, it's exciting because I know wrestling's something we're good at and we're going to do good this season. And the team's really showing up this year.
Do you have any goals for yourself during this wrestling season this year?
Have less than 3 losses this year in total. That's probably my goal.
What's an area, now I'll be honest, I don't know a ton about wrestling, but what's an area of I'll call it your game, I know that's not the right term for it, but of your game in wrestling that you'd like to improve as the season goes on?
Definitely shots, taking people to the ground. That's where I'm not good at. Really slow on my feet, and that's what I need to work on.
Gotcha. Now, I want to go back, kind of going from that football season here into wrestling season. You mentioned how the wrestling team, they've been practicing for a while for you. You had to finish out the football season and get into wrestling. What is that transition like? I know Brody, he went from football into basketball. He said the conditioning is kind of what has to get up. Is that kind of the same thing with wrestling, or what are some differences?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely different conditioning. It's football, you're obviously running a lot during practices, but wrestling, it's a lot more intense. Our coaches make us run a lot more during practice, as not as a punishment, but to keep us busy. And you know, football, we don't run it quite as much as wrestling.
What do you enjoy most about the wrestling season?
I enjoy spending time watching matches with all of my other wrestling buddies. It's pretty fun to watch someone get slammed.
I can imagine, especially if one of your teammates is able to do it, or yourself as well. Now, I know Thanksgiving coming up next week. I want to ask about that. But before we get into that, I got an important question. Are you a put the Christmas lights and decorations out now before Thanksgiving, or do you have to wait until Thanksgiving?
We almost got a tree up already, so yeah, definitely before Thanksgiving.
That's what we like to hear. I already got two trees up, so I'm right with you. Now, Thanksgiving, do you have any fun family traditions that you guys have?
Not really. We do something different every year. We just moved here, so it's kind of weird. We don't have any traditions here.
Cool. What Thanksgiving plate, food-wise, what do you have to have on your plate?
Mac and cheese.
Okay, that's what Brody said, too. You have any favorite desserts that you like to have?
Chocolate cream pie.
Ooh, that does sound pretty good. I like that one, too. That's junior wrestler Colin Weitzel here at the wrestling team with Livingston Academy as we go inside the Wildcats Den. We go inside the Wildcats Den and inside Wildcat Pride now, joined now by senior Alyssa Bowman. And Alyssa, I'll start off with a cheerleader here at Livingston Academy. How long have you been cheering?
I cheered 5th through 8th grade in Cannon County, and then I moved here and have cheered all 4 years.
What kind of got you into cheering?
My grandma and my mom, really, they just kind of talked about it, and I was like, oh, let's try it.
So did they both cheer, I guess, throughout high school, or is that just something that they've kind of been interested in, and you got interested in it?
My mom did gymnastics, and I kind of, like, am a very outgoing person. Like, I'm very loud, actually, and so I was just like, oh, this might work. So I decided to try it, and I loved it. I love it.
What's your favorite part of cheer?
Stunting. It's probably, like, considered like one of the most hard things you do on there. I guess it's like, I don't know, it's probably my favorite part because you just really have to be all together.
So would you rather cheer at a sporting event or go to a competition where you guys can kind of do some more stunts?
UCA camp, we do a lot of stunting there, and it's really, really fun, but I enjoy cheering with my girls because it's just like, it's more involved than just stunting like with one certain group, so probably school cheering.
If you had to choose between a sport to cheer at, whether it's football or basketball, which one would you go with?
Football, because our coach, she, like, I feel like maybe she enjoys it more. She really gets into it, and she allows us to do so. You can do more stunting there. It's more free stunting there.
Okay.
It's easier to, like, be able to do it without having to make sure it's okay to do.
Do you have any plans for cheering after high school?
I can't tumble, so probably not.
Senior Alyssa Bowman, a cheerleader here at Livingston Academy, inside Wildcat Pride. We go inside the Wildcats Den as we're joined by head girls basketball coach Leslie Riddle. And Coach Riddle, glad basketball is back. Finally, practice underway this week. For you personally, how excited are you to get started at another season at Livingston Academy?
Well, very excited. You know, we've got a lot of kids coming back and a really good freshman class coming in, and conditioning is always awful, so that's awful for the kids, it's awful for the coaches, so we're ready to, you know, put the coach and the ball and the players back together in the gym and do some real basketball besides just the conditioning part.
Now, I know for players, I've been through that. That's not any fun. For coaches, why is it awful?
Well, you know, when I was younger, I didn't mind it. I felt like, you know, just make them hurt, make them work. But the older I get, I think I get more empathetic, I suppose. And I feel a little bad for them, you know, when they're going to the trash can to throw up and things like that. So maybe I'm just getting old and soft.
Coach, you mentioned it, some younger players this year. Of course, you had a lot of seniors last year. What's the makeup of the team this year, and what kind of numbers do you guys have?
Well, we have 16 kids. We had 4 seniors to graduate, of course, that had played for a long, long time. We had another player to transfer out. And so we have 16 players, and 7 of those are freshmen. So a little bit of rebuilding, but honestly, the top 4, maybe 5 kids played quite a lot last year. You know, we had a 9 or 10 person rotation at certain points, and so a lot of these kids have a lot of experience. And we have one returning starter, and you know, some others that could have been starters. You know, if I'd have done it differently.
I wanted to ask about those rotations. You mentioned those 9 and 10 person rotations. How does that change this year, or does it change this year with the new players coming in?
Well, I can't do that now. I don't have 9 or 10 that are that equal. But it gives us an advantage. Even losing 9 seniors, it gives us the advantage of having those other kids that have played a lot of minutes and a lot of quality minutes. And, you know, we would start the game and, you know, sub 5 or sub 4, but usually at the end of the game, it was the kids that were playing the best at the time, and a lot of these kids were those kids that were playing those minutes. And of course, summer camp and everything, you get to play together. But, you know, top five, six, seven kids, we feel really, really confident, but then we're going to have to really work to get some of our other ones ready.
Coach, a really successful season last year, 25-7, 9-3 in district play. And I wanted to ask about that district. It was a really tough one. Had some really good teams in it. I mean, you had Upperman finished fourth and go on to win state. Somewhat new district, different, same teams pretty much, but a new district. What was it like playing in that district last year, and how tough was it?
Oh, it was extremely tough. But really, not, honestly, not much different than what we'd done before in 8AA. Mm-hmm. In 8AA, you know, you got your state champion out of there so many times, and then you go to 7AAA, and there's your state champion again. And like you said, they finished fourth, and, you know, they continued to get better and better and better as the year went along, and by far the best team in our district at the end of the season. But the state champion could have been several other teams out of our district if the ball bounced, you know, a different way. So it's just such a strong district, and, you know, we argue that we make each other better, but we beat each other up a little bit too. But if you don't work every single day to get better, you're going to have trouble in this district.
Speaking of that, all those teams that finished high in that district poised to make another good run this year. What are some things that you guys focused on in the offseason and here early in the preseason to work on that's going to have to be a little bit better?
Oh, everything. You know, you knowing that you're going to have this where at any given night in our district, you could win, you could lose. You just have to work on everything. Every kid has to work on their shot. Every kid has to work on their quickness. You have to work on your strength. It's just everything.
Who are some players that you think are going to be key contributors this year?
Well, obviously, Ellie Butler coming back. She was a freshman last year and put up big points for us last year, but there were lots of weaknesses since she was a freshman. But she's really, really grown quite a bit, especially on the defensive end for us and understanding really what we want. Aaliyah Melton and Hallie Ledbetter are two starting senior post players, and they've had great, great summers, and they're so long and athletic. And Mally Jean Coleman will be our starting point guard. And of course, she had a great year last year except for a thumb injury that lingered a little bit. So we've got a lot coming. And then our other starter right now is Keely Mullins. People may not know her as well. She was a freshman last year. She's grown. She's about 6'1" now, going to be playing the three for us. And so we're going to have a little bit of a different look, but a lot of the people will be recognizable.
Still pretty tall team, too, yeah, it sounds very. Like. Who are some players that you think are going to make a big jump? And Ellie might fit that going from freshman to sophomore year, I guess.
Yeah, I think Ellie's probably the most. I think it'll be more noticeable that it's not just driving to the rim, you know, and being that forceful, because she's really upped her shooting game. And Keely Mullins will be another one that will surprise everyone because they really didn't have her on the radar. And Tessa Hargis has played real well for us. She played a few minutes last year, but she's a shooting guard for us that didn't, you know, with 10 really good kids, she just kind of had to wait her turn. So she's had a really good time as well.
That's head coach Leslie Riddle as they get ready to start the basketball season coming up in a couple of weeks. We're inside the Wildcats Den. We go inside the Wildcats Den as we're joined by junior basketball player on the girls' basketball team, Mally Jean Coleman, as they get ready to start their season coming up on Saturday in the Clark Range Play Day, Hall of Fame Play Day. And Mally Jean, I'll start it right there. Getting the season started this week in practice, how fun has it been as you guys get geared up to play your first game?
Oh, yeah, it's been tons of fun. We're ready. We've been more than ready, and we just can't wait for season.
I know that this team a little bit different than last year. Last year, you guys had a lot of players that played a lot of time. This time, talking with Coach Riddle, sounds like about 7 or 8 maybe rotation players this year, so a little bit different. For you, you got to play a good amount last year in that kind of secondary point guard position, leading the team this year. What's it going to be like with a fewer players and trying to lead the team?
Yes, like you said, we had a lot of depth last year. This year, we don't, but we have a good, solid five and a good freshman coming in, and to be able to lead this team, I couldn't be more grateful, and I just can't wait.
I know you got a few seniors on the team this year as well. How big have they been just in getting the season started, and what's it like playing alongside of them?
Yes, we have three great seniors this year, and they're very great leaders, and it's awesome to be right there beside them.
Now, I know you've kind of been dealing with, is it a thumb injury, a hand injury? So are you still dealing with that this season? What's that like kind of to deal with?
Yeah, I actually dislocated it again this year. This is the third time. So I'll be back in my brace this year all season. And it's frustrating, but I can get through it.
Does it change anything? Does it feel weird when you're dribbling or shooting the basketball at all?
Yeah, it does. It readjusts my shot every time I do it, and it's hard getting back to be able to get my shot back, but mm-hmm. it's okay.
Thanksgiving coming up next week. If you're in Thanksgiving, you go to the Thanksgiving table, what are a few things that you have to have on your plate?
I have to have a turkey, a lot of stuffing. Mm-hmm. I love stuffing. And ranch. I love ranch with everything.
Even on the turkey?
Yes, on the turkey.
Interesting. Now, I'm from Indiana, so Midwestern guy. I like ranch myself. I don't think I've ever tried that, though, so I might have to. Are you a person who puts the Christmas lights out before Thanksgiving, or do you wait until Thanksgiving and put them out after?
Oh, before.
That's what we like to hear. That's what we like to hear. Do you have any fun Thanksgiving traditions?
No, not really. Me and my brothers, we play a basketball game every Thanksgiving, and that's about it.
Speaking of basketball, I'll get back into that. What are you most excited for about this season? Could be with the team, maybe for yourself.
I'm probably most excited for all the memories that we're going to make this year and just getting to state.
Do you have any goals for yourself?
Just to get to the glass house. That's about it.
What would you like to improve on in your game as this season goes on?
I'd like to improve on, my mentally being prepared and every game being mentally prepared.
All right, cool. That's junior basketball player on the girls' basketball team here at Livingston Academy, Mally Jean Coleman. Here are the events we'll be covering from the Wildcats Den. The boys and girls' basketball teams are both in action this weekend at Clark Range. The boys will play the Whitwell Tigers first at noon. The girls open their season against Hendersonville at 1:30, and then both teams will turn around and take on the host Buffaloes in the Nightcaps. For more Wildcats athletics, go to ucsportsnation.com. We go inside the Wildcats Den. We're joined by junior basketball player Brody Coffey here at Livingston Academy, and a win last night over a good Clay County team. Of course, not a full-strength Clay County team, but a good program that plays some pretty good basketball, and got a chance to talk with Easton Goodpasture, one of your seniors on the squad, saying it just felt good to get a win to start the season. What did it feel like to get that win just to get the season started?
It definitely felt good, and it felt even better because coming off a very hard season in football, it feels good to get a win. And even though they're not full strength, they're still a well-coached team, and those boys still know how to play basketball, so it's a good win no matter the circumstance.
You guys had three guys in double figures. Looked like you were lighting it up from outside as well. What was really working well in that game?
We do well shooting, but it don't just come from shooting the ball on the outside. We get to the rim pretty good, and then the kickouts are there, and we just, when we have an open shot, we're going to make those if we have them, so.
Defensively held them to 41 points. Is that kind of one of your guys' calling cards this year, is to try to really lock it down on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I think with us being real scrappy and aggressive, I think our defense will be good. We are a little undersized, but we make up with speed on that, and I feel like that can help us out more than being big and just being slow.
I know I got a chance to talk to Easton. He was out for the last part of last season. He's kind of been out this whole off season. What's it going to be like once he finally is able to kind of get back up to speed, get his conditioning back up, and how much help do you think he's going to be to your team this season?
I think it'll help because, he's a bigger boy, so I think he can, wrestle down there more in the paint with those boys. And defensively, he'll be better against bigger kids, so I think he'll be a bigger help to us when he gets full strength.
For you, transitioning from football to basketball, obviously you get a few weeks after the end of football season now here to starting basketball. What's that transition like? Is it pretty easy, or does it take you a little bit to kind of get into the basketball thinking mind?
It's not easy because, football condition is a lot different than basketball conditioning. Not many people may not think that, but it's different than, because you get about 10 seconds in between each play on football field. When you're playing basketball, it's down and down and back, constantly.
Is that kind of the biggest thing, is just kind of getting your conditioning up a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely, because if you're not conditioned, you're behind quite a bit because you can't move as well and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's probably the biggest issue, is being conditioned.
Now, Thanksgiving coming up next week. You have any fun family traditions that you like to do on Thanksgiving?
We usually just sit around, watch a couple NFL games or something like that, and eat, and that's about it.
Speaking of eating, what do you have to have on your plate during Thanksgiving?
The turkey's got to be there. I like mac and cheese, to be honest, so those are probably my two big ones.
That's a pretty good side. What about dessert?
I'm not a huge dessert guy because I've always been allergic to, like, milk and eggs and stuff like that, so Not a huge one, but, you know, I like a couple cookies here and there.
There you go. That's junior basketball player here at Livingston Academy, Brody Coffee. Saturday, the basketball teams are in action all day at the Clark Range Hall of Fame Day. The boys started their season with a win last night against a Clay County team without most of their starting lineup due to football, so they'll get some good tests with Whitwell and Clark Range this weekend. The girls will officially open their season on Saturday with games against Hendersonville and the Lady Buffaloes. The girls will then be back in action next week on Tuesday with the Farragut Thanksgiving Tournament. Thanks for being with us in the Wildcats Den.